Today is Tuesday, January 5th, 2021, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. So I was just looking at the Georgia runoff, and looks like it's too close to call. And it's probably going to be another one of those situations where, although I think they're not going to count votes during the night like they did for the presidential election, so at least if the Democratic candidates win, I think they can't come back and say, oh, they magically found votes in the middle of the night, because I think they stopped counting. At least some of the counties stopped counting and are going to resume counting at 8 a.m. tomorrow. But they're so close, it looks like the Republicans are leading right now, but by such a thin margin. And that a lot of the counts that are left are in highly Democratic counties, such as Atlanta. So I don't know. We'll see what happens. But I literally just drove in from St. Louis. I had my hair cut today. And I was going to record on the road, just on my phone. But I got about 2 hours into my trip this morning, and I realized that I had not packed any charging cables for my phone. And I listen to podcasts. I use the map on the phone. I do all this stuff on the phone when I'm traveling, and I really needed to use it. And so I thought, okay, well, I'll just have to pick up a charging cable after my haircut and plug it in. So I stopped a couple of places. I was having trouble finding a cable. I finally just stopped at a mall. And I walked around, and I found one of those cell phone stations in the middle of the corridor or whatever in the mall. And I just got the longest cable that they had, because in the car, I like to have a long cable so that I can move my phone around if needed or whatever, whatever the case may be. And I got in the car, and I plugged it in, and it said it was charging. And I got about 15 minutes down the road, and the battery power was still going down. And I was at maybe 19%, maybe 20% at that point of battery on my phone. So eventually I had to turn airplane mode on. I had to just make sure the screen was off, and I was just listening to an audio podcast. No Google Maps, no nothing. Luckily, I know how to get home once I get on the highway, so I'm good there. And when I rolled in on airplane mode and everything, it was down to 3% from 20%. And I know the charging cable was providing a little bit of power, but not very much at all, because it was continually going down. It never went up. So I don't know. I mean, I figured that was the easiest thing for a charging cable to do, would be to provide power. I know there are some cables that only charge and don't do data, but I wasn't aware there were some really nasty, cheap, crappy cables that don't do a good job charging. So anyway, I did that, and I made it back, but I couldn't record. So nothing really happened over the weekend of note, but I did, two things happened, and both of them were kind of tragic. I don't even know why I'm laughing, because when I talk about them, they're not laugh-worthy at all. But anyway, my mom calls me, and she says, and I had to call her back, I think, because we were getting food. And so I called her back, and I think because when I was growing up, my father died when I was growing up, and it was a car accident, and nobody was expecting him to pass away. It was a freak accident. It's not like he was in poor health or anything like that. It was just one of those freak things that happens. And so, and I was taken out of class. My brother came, and the principal came and got me out of my classroom, and my brother was waiting and put me in the car and told me that my dad had passed away. And anyway, and so because of that, I always think the worst. When I get phone calls, when someone knocks at the door, when I get a letter, I'm always a pessimist about communication. And so when my mom calls, and as my mom's gotten older, she has, a lot of what she tells me is the negative gossip of the family. You know, somebody OD'd on drugs, or somebody stole something, or somebody went to jail, or, I know, I've got a really colorful family, huh? Somebody got cancer, and they're going to have to start chemo next week, or whatever. So my mom calls me, and she says, "Son, I wanted to tell you this in person," and I was thinking, oh my God, of course, it's something negative. She said, "I wanted to tell you this in person, but you didn't come over on the weekend." You didn't come over. "And I wanted to make sure you knew because I thought you would want to know." And she said, "Your friend Lucas, who you grew up with, who lives in California now, went out for a swim in the ocean on Christmas Eve evening and never came back. And they can't find him. And it's been, what, a week and a half now? And you know, the assumption is that he drowned." It's like, oh my gosh, that's so... And here I am. Here I'm about to laugh again. Who does that happen to? And of course, you know, me, my friend. Now, and I feel so bad for his family. It's horrible. It is really horrible. But it's one of those ways of someone... And we don't even know if he's dead. The assumption is that he drowned. I think they're halting the investigation now because they have not been able to locate him or his body. But how many people... That's just the strangest way. Or one of the strangest ways for someone to pass away. And I know for his family, it's got to be horrible because... They don't have closure. They don't have a body. They don't know for sure that he's... We don't know for sure that he drowned, but that's what they have to assume because they don't have... He had been drinking and... You know, all signs point to he got swept out into the ocean and it's horrible. And I'm not... I'm sad, but I was not affected... Too bad because I haven't talked to this guy in 25 years or something. We were friends when I was in elementary school, junior high, and then he moved away, and so we didn't keep in touch. But I'm sad for his family because I'm sad for him as well. But it's just strange. It's one of those strange stories that you don't expect to ever be called and told, "Oh, your friend from junior high was swimming in the ocean and never came back." It's just one of those, I don't know. I couldn't believe. So that was the one thing that was weird and tragic and sad that I found out this weekend. The other thing is Mark and I went to a funeral on Sunday, but it was the burial. So it was the outdoor portion where you go, the graveside ceremony. And I was telling Mark, anytime I've been to lots of funerals in my life. My dad died, as I said before, when I was about 10. And I played trumpet at different funerals growing up because I'm a trumpet player. And for whatever reason, people wanted me to play trumpet at their funerals. I played trumpet at my grandma's funeral a couple of years ago. And so I've been to funerals. When my grandfather died, I went to his funeral. And I played my trumpet at that funeral as well. And so I was used to at the graveside service, the pallbearers, usually nephews, uncles, cousins, guys generally, would be the ones that would help carry the casket from the hearse to the little thing that they, the stand that they set it on before it goes actually in the hole in the ground. And then you have a little service, some kind of religious service usually, because we're Christians, my family. And then people would say their respects or whatever and then leave. And you'd go have casseroles at somebody's house or something. You'd go and console each other and eat food and whatever. But you would leave before any of the actual burying happened, right? And so we went to this burial, and there was a priest there because they're Catholic, and he did the priest stuff. One thing I didn't know is they take holy water and they douse the casket, they douse the members of the family with the holy water, and then they passed out flowers. And I've only ever seen this on TV shows or movies, but they passed out flowers and they had everyone, we didn't do this because we didn't want to get too close to the crowds of people. And the lady who died, we were not close to her, and she actually died of COVID. It was bad, but she was a mother of one of the friend groups that we hang out with sometimes. They went through the whole thing of putting flowers, and then all of a sudden the guy comes out and they start lowering the casket. Then they bring out dirt and everyone's throwing a handful of dirt. And then they start taking down the tent and actually bring a bulldozer over and start putting the actual... I've never been through a service where people were still there when they started doing the actual burying. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. Talk to you guys tomorrow. This show is part of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.